to a very intimate Cubicorn Games podcast.
Oh, this is not what I signed up for.
My name is Dustin Morbido.
I came here to have a good time.
Joining me today, Lorraine Morbido is here.
It's true. I have nowhere else I can be presently.
So
here
like
I
that.
Am.
It's just the two of us. I have so to keep us on track a little.
Gross.
In terms of putting these out, I just put a notification on my phone. I was like, do a podcast sometimes. By the time I caught it this week, it was like a little late to catch other people to do a thing.
Podcast that's fueled by a random number generator between like 6 and 20 days.
It's not
like, do a podcast.
It's not nearly that complicated.
God, I wish it was that complicated.
But I noticed it last night, and I knew we were already doing stuff then. I knew Phil had plans today. I'm not sure what anybody else is up to, but in any case.
My cat is doing something.
Colette's being bad.
Knock it off. Don't be bad.
I figured we'd just do a chill little two-person hangout, talk about what's up, what we hope will be up in the future.
Ooh.
Speaking of isolation.
Yikes.
Have you had your... So we've talked about, I know that like the COVID situation has affected my well-being in broad terms a great deal, but have you felt practical mental effects yet?
Because
I've
absolutely.
Noticed in the last like three weeks to 2 months that I'm having a recurring dream of I am somewhere and I forgot my mask.
Oh no, those happen all the time.
Okay,
let me tell
it's
you.
Like it's I've happened even, more than enough times now. That...
We have even talked about this at the shop. just like mask dreams, like or nightmares more specifically. Oh no, this has not been three. This has been months for me.
Okay, because it really hasn't kicked in until very recently.
Oh God, no.
But I also haven't been out
yeah,
nearly
I've been
as much.
More,
so.
Yeah, since like September, I've been back at work and. Right now, it's not so bad just because the public isn't there. And I'm literally interacting with, at most, 5 other people over the course of a week. And we're all, like, wearing masks all the time. And, like, the closest I get to being in a room with someone who isn't Dustin without my mask on is the occasional half hour of lunch that I overlap most of the times with one of my coworkers. But we're both upstairs in like the tiny little attic that the pottery shop has, sitting like as literally far apart as we can, facing away from each other, talking while we eat. And like that's as close as I've gotten to another human being in like 3 months at least.
So yeah, I don't know. Just like I said, I just noticed that recently. That's been happening to me.
Well, I mean, my dreams are always... Mine have always been a lot, like, just stranger and more frequent slash off the wall than yours. But I've had... I don't remember if I had mentioned this in, like, the PSN chat at one point. But I've had a dream of a Destiny raid that doesn't exist. I've gone back to this raid twice now, and there's, like, two... The one... Because I guess, like, Oryx is involved in somehow. I don't know how. But the encounter that I keep seeing is it's two floors... And there's people doing stuff up top, and then there's people on the bottom doing something with orbs, and I don't remember what it is. But I've gone back to this room twice, and it's kind of terrifying. I've got this, like, very wide extended multiverse of dreams that and locations that I go back to frequently. And I always know, like, that I'm dreaming when I get there, because I know they're not, like, actual places. But yeah, in the past like week or so, I think, is when I had the second occurrence of this dream.
Mm-hmm. You all also just either have more dreams or remember them more or whatever.
Because yes.
I used to remember way more of my dreams when I was younger. I these days, like, if somewhere in my 20s, I either was dreaming less or just remembering them less frequently. But
I do know if you if you write them down, you have a better chance of remembering them, like, going forward. Because I did that for a long time. I still kind of do. But most of the time, I don't feel like they're not as interesting enough to really bother recording.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, neither are these, really. Although, like I said, I remember them vividly because I woke up in, like, a slight... Like, I was just slightly agitated because I was like, oh, my God, I'm at Southland Mall. I don't have a mask.
No, I've had a few where, like, I was in, like, an airplane and, like, didn't have a mask. There was another one where... I have a lot of recurring dreams where I go back to work at Westbourne and, like, partway through one of my more recent ones, I'm like, I don't have a mask on. Nobody has a mask on. It's just, like, panic. Sometimes it doesn't matter. Sometimes it's not, I'm not even thinking about it. But other times it's just like, hey, where's your mask? And I'm like, oh shit. It's not good. I don't like it.
But anyway, so mask dreams aside.
I mean, we could have a like multi-hour podcast of me going through multiple dreams I've had, but that's not a discussion we need to have for today. Or maybe ever, honestly. Uh-huh. Like they're real weird, let me tell you. It's wild shit.
How you doing? How you hanging in there?
It's been a weird like 2 weeks for me. Like, talk about depression. I don't know if I'm necessarily depressed, if I'm just like super stressed out now, just in general. I've had a lot of other like random, like more personal stuff happening, like stuff that we don't really need to get into here. You know about it. Family stuff, health situations. On the rise, not necessarily on the decline presently, but it has not been easy. And I think it's finally showing more than usual. And I was trying to figure out why, because earlier this week, one of my coworkers, who is like the one person I'm like working with the most, asked me if I was okay with, and I was like, I mean, yeah. She's like, you're not joking around as much as usual. You just seem kind of down. And I'm just like, and I think part of that is probably just stress. Like, it's more frequently I'm having downswings, so I'm like getting more beaten down by it. But also I think part of it is the mask, because like maybe I show more through my eyes alone. If that's the only thing you're seeing, you're gonna see it a lot more. Or I'm just not as good as hiding what I'm feeling as I used to be, which is a different like kind of distressing for me, because I don't like talking about that shit. But yeah, I've noticed. I mean, I've noticed that I've just kind of been like, I've been having a few more like just kind of ups and down like roller coastery days. Nothing super bad though, but I'm just tired. I'm just really tired all the time.
Fair enough. I mean, I'm there with you. I don't know. It's been a weird, like you said, it's been a weird couple weeks. It's been a weird year. I don't know. I just, I'm hoping to salvage something from it as usual. Somehow. Because we talked about the whole, GameStop thing that appears to have most likely fizzled out completely. I'm assuming, I guess, anything can happen in that saga of weirdness, but that appears to all be over with.
God.
So I spent a little while looking at stock market stuff and trying to make heads or tails of that. And I think where I'm going to be at now is that after taking a hit, I don't know, that stuff a little bit, buying it at its peak or whatever, that I'm just going to wait for an opportunity to invest in something that's stable and keep on keeping on with other stuff like game dev and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I'm a mixed bag sometimes, I think, because sometimes getting kicked in the teeth just a little is enough to.
It depends on the strike, honestly. Like,
yeah, like no one, because that's like the, I've always been angry at like the conservative
I've always just been angry, let's be real.
The conservative line of thinking that like, oh yeah, you just saddle people with enough fucking grief and eventually they'll push through it or they won't.
Yeah.
The
make or break kind of mentality.
And I think it's a much finer, like if you view that as a wide spectrum, I think you really only want to keep people in the middle. Like you don't ever want to push people to the bounds either way. Like you don't want them to be so successful that they are untouchable,
yeah.
Or so destitute that they have
untouchable.
That there's just practically nothing they can do to change their situation. But if you keep people in the middle, like a little bit of hardship is not the worst thing. But veer too far in one direction or another, it all goes to shit. But I think that's where I operate, where like, if I just take a little bit of a kick in the teeth, not like a knockout blow, but just like enough to get rattled, that I usually shape up a little in the near term after that. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of where I've been in terms of getting my sleep schedule together a little bit more. And
I mean, you are a person of big swings, though. Like, you, when you commit to something Like, you dive in, like, head over heels with, like, a plan almost instantly. And, like, that didn't surprise me about this. Like,
okay.
Honestly. I kind of, like, when you were mentioning it, it was just kind of like, oh, this is fast, but also, like, it makes sense. I understood that. And, I mean, like, the outside repercussions or whatever effects, if you will, of that are kind of like you were saying, more positive, like getting back into a routine, having like more of a schedule is, mm-hmm. yeah, I mean, that's helped me.
Yeah, and you got to do that, like, and I'm not saying you got to do that in terms of like anybody.
You got to do it.
Anybody can do that at any time, but generally speaking, if you can find it within yourself, you have to allow yourself to realize that something went sideways, and realize the potential in going forward, and either, you know, not making similar mistakes, mm-hmm. or just like what else you can get from that experience that resulted in a positive manner. For me, it's twofold. It's like I'm gonna try to use this momentum for. In a practical manner for game dev stuff for the very near term, mm-hmm. of just like getting up nice and early relative to when I was what it was before, like no later than noonish, and ideally much earlier than that. Getting some work done at the start of the day as opposed to like trying to squeeze it all in at the end, if I can like manage to, you know, find the mental capacity to do it, and then repeating that as often as humanly possible.
Finish your thought.
And just not be in like don't ever impulsively like emotionally commit to like financial nonsense, because mm-hmm. that was the other thing with that, like I got sucked in with everybody else to some degree, and then like I said, nowhere near the, like, I hope that there are a lot of people that are okay out there,
because
mm-hmm. I said it's never you can never tell what's true or what's fake on the internet, but there were people on that Reddit that were like, yeah, I put these mortgage payments into this. I put my whole 401k into this moonshot. So, you know, I didn't do anything that crazy. But at the same time, just don't. If it sounds too good to be true, or if the emotional pitch is too strong, because that was part of it too, was just like, every one of us has the chance to fuck Wall Street a little bit. And for a bright, shining moment there, like, it sort of happened, but then it was gone by the time... Just like you know about all this shit, it was gone by the time you heard about it.
Mm-hmm.
It was over by the time it broke. So, you know, it's. I do have a lot of hope, and here's the thing that I'll run by you actually.
Uh-oh.
Since we're in here, because I still, and I'm prioritizing game stuff first, and then like everything else beyond this. But I'm still thinking about doing random YouTube videos at some point. I don't know if I ever will or not, but it's on my mind.
And like the biggest thing that's helped me is just like almost anything creative, like getting back to work and doing that, which I amazingly have a very creative 9-to-5 or whatever, which is not the case for a lot of people. That has helped me a lot. And even just my personal stuff, like over those 6 months that I was furloughed, like I did a lot of drawing. Like my art has gotten a lot better because I was like, okay, I'm gonna sit down for a little bit each day, or a little bit of a few times a week, and just draw and just have fun, like do whatever. And having something that isn't necessarily monetized to just have fun with, just do whatever, like I don't care, like I'm doing all of this for me, like that helped me weather a lot of the worst of it. And having like a doctor, not doctor, just like edited, scripted, I guess, YouTube videos take a lot of work. And that would be it's a good outlet. Like there's a lot of different facets to it. There's the actual recording, there's writing, there's editing, there's doing stuff like on like the video editing side of it, not just, like editing like text documents or whatever, organizing thoughts, and then there's the actual delivery and all that other stuff. It's good shit.
Okay, but I'd like you to do, and at some point I thought about doing a thing myself, but then I was like, so I think at some point if you ever felt like making just like an icon and a banner. Mm. We can talk about it off here at some point.
You just like dumping responsibilities on me at the drop of the hat while we're doing publicized things, don't you?
Here's where we were going. Here's where I was actually going with this. Was that like, if I ever did do that, I would start with like a, you know, a thesis statement per thing and then work backwards from there. And for the, when I was thinking about the GameStop thing, the other thing that I thought that people could learn from it in practice, like across the board, just like anybody could learn from it, is that, and the one thing that hopefully, fingers crossed, will still stay good that came out of the whole thing was that, that AMC might still exist after the pandemic because of this nonsense. And like, that's a real opportunity for, in a world where the professional Wall Street types, the only thing they ever care about is the maximum amount of return on investment at any given point in the shortest term possible. So I want the most money in the quickest amount of time, and I don't care how I get it. I will lie, cheat, and steal, and slit my mother's throat if it means I make 4% more as opposed
today.
Because they're bad people. But if like if retail investors, if just like average people were to come into a situation like the AMC thing, like fully knowing what they were getting into, not that it was the promise of like, oh, this get rich quick thing where you'll triple your money overnight maybe. But like if the same principle had applied to Toys R Us in the sense that like, all right, if you put your money in here, you and this is assuming, you know, that like the company has a plan to get back on its feet. Like you are putting your money down for the promise of, you know, a modest return over a number of years, and the promise that
this
a company like
stay.
Toys R Us will still exist. Because regular people benefit from AMC existing and Toys R Us existing, and Wall Street billionaires don't.
Yeah,
they are not subject to the real world in the way that regular people
are. It's a symbol and a number on a ticker. Like,
yeah.
It's not.
So like those people don't shop at Toys R Us. Those people don't go to go to movie theaters with normal humans.
No.
Or even if they did, it's still nothing comes before profit. So,
no.
You know, because again, they're bad people.
Please tell me how you.
But
really
the idea
feel.
Of that in the future, because I've even like I've caught myself, just like thinking I haven't been to a Toys R Us in a while, and then remembering that they don't exist anymore. But yeah, all that stuff is just like if there could be room in the space of financial markets. For not the people with the most money and the most power, but collectively enough people get together and say like, hey, this business
shouldn't
is meaningful
go,
enough
yeah.
that we would like to see it continue to exist. And if we believe in it, you know, it's not going to be the next Google or the next Apple or whatever, but
it'll be there.
But if there is a solid plan in place to make it, you know, modestly profitable over a number of years.
Or even just succeed, like...
Yeah,
profit
right.
Profit probably means succeed.
Right, that's what
like,
I mean. I just mean like
in more lay
that,
terms.
That if people investing in a business are comfortable with the fact that like this company sustainably existing is a worthwhile endeavor, both from like the fact that I own a little chunk of it and the fact that I would like to continue, you know, patronizing it. Like I think that's one more thing in the like in the endless fight to fucking beat back unfettered capitalism. Like I said, I don't think the revolution is happening.
No.
Like, you know, in a couple weeks or whatever. So we have to be realistic about our goals here. But just, like, making some good come out of it more often could be
and
cool.
I mean, this is a little bit more of... This is a more, like, almost concrete way of, like, quote-unquote, voting with your dollar. Like,
right.
You can, like, spend however much you want at, like, your local, like, your AMC or a Toys R Us or whatever, but it doesn't really solve the bigger problems, whereas, like, putting money directly into the organization as opposed to just through the goods that they're giving you, because that's just, like, there's a dividend there. They're only getting so much of that dollar, but the stock end of it, the investment end, I guess, is more of, like, hey, like, it's, like, this is money, and also, like, I want something from this. I want to own a stake in this. I want to put more than just, like, this is more than just a dollar. It's, like, almost like a little bit of, like, faith in this is, like, at least from, like, the retail investor end or whatever.
And
not,
the point you
the
raise there,
scheme.
The point you raise there is totally accurate in that, like, and that's the reason that corporate America and capitalism has become as horrifying as it has, mm-hmm. is that none of these companies are ever really beholden to their consumers.
No.
They are, it's shareholders first and everyone else after that. So if their consumers become a significant portion of their shareholder base.
If the consumers
base,
are the shareholders.
Then all of a sudden that shifts a little. And in fact, it is okay for them to not perform to the maximal profit consumption if the product gets better because the people who own the thing want the product.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's different when you're just like at the whims of someone who's looking at the bottom line as opposed to someone who is consuming what produces the bottom line. Mm-hmm. Like there's like you said, there's just a disconnect because like all these companies are public. Like they're not just internally focused, they're more externally focused to the people who are bankrolling them, and those people are only worried about staying in the black. It's not like if they dip in the red but the product is still really good and people like it, like if they're putting out more and it's costing them more but they're in a decent spot, like that's bad in most big end investor eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
just close the door.
Close the crack a little bit.
Gross.
But yeah, it's just like I said, it's the same principle put out to the wider world of you got to think what good did come out of this or could come out of this in the future from just like being a little wiser next time and readjusting your expectations and again not being swept up in
the
like
emotional
pie in the sky
fervor.
Bullshit.
Urban fervor.
But yeah, like I would love for that to be the case of like the next time that there's like for as shitty as I think GameStop has been in the past, if a lot of people hold GameStop and demand that that company become better, like it could be a product that I actually like. It could be a like store that I would love to patronize, or you know, if they branch off into other services, that would be
I'm gonna patronize them.
Because yeah, the thing about GameStop is that they're, you know, they're not near the top of the heap, but their business practices are just as shitty.
Scummy,
and
yeah.
Right, they're just like they provide a bad consumer experience.
Mm-hmm.
That said, I would rather have them exist than not exist for the sake of competition in the marketplace.
Probably.
but you know what would be even better? If they continued to exist in the marketplace and their business got more palatable to consumers, and that's a thing that could happen if,
mm-hmm.
you know, a bunch of people either continue to buy or continue to hold on to that stock and just demand that the product become less shit.
Mm-hmm. $2 for your PS4, final offer.
So yeah, I just like that to be, you know, it's just one more little notch in the like the ways that I hope the world gets a little better. Is I hope, you know, I hope workers' rights get expanded in the future. I hope labor organizations get stronger. I hope minimum wage gets increased. I hope that regular people can occasionally wield the implements of capitalism for neutral benefit or good as opposed to always
negative.
You know, right? Negative and maximum profit over all other things. But it's a struggle every day. Yeah. Vote and advocate and
just be like cool, man.
Yeah,
just be cool.
Mm-hmm. And right, and just try to survive at the end of the day, because you know, whether we all like it or not, we're stuck in this system together, so we got to make the most of it.
Burn it all down. Let's go. That's what I learned from this experience. Just
but anyway, so that's all that has been running through my head to some degree, and like I said, in practical terms, ultimately in the day, what I've kind of been doing for the last week or so, day to day, is just try to do more game dev stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the other thing that I realized too, on top of all of that, was that like, and I still might, I don't know if I'm gonna do much of this in the future or not. If I do, it'll be much more sparing than it was that like first week or so. But trying to day trade in the like down to the minute of just like watching the numbers float around in the day, I was like, I don't like this.
No.
Like I would rather go do another like 9-to-5 office job right now than do this. But then I was like, you know what I would like to do? I would like to make some more progress on the game stuff. So that's the point where I was like, all right, I'm gonna shift into like a long-term view on this money shit for the moment, and just try to make something else of it and do something that I actually want to spend my time on.
Yeah.
So that leads me to kind of the other thing that I sort of generally wanted to talk about, which is the game dev stuff, which over this weekend we did a game dev stream. First one of those in a very long time.
Yes.
It went okay. I've ran into a problem midway through that, like, I did solve about, I don't know, an hour or two after getting offline.
Hour or two after you said you needed to look away from it, and then you proceeded to continue looking at it for another hour.
Sometimes you just gotta lay down and...
Sometimes you just lie.
Compute.
Sometimes you just lie.
But it went okay. It was worth doing, and I want to keep doing it in the future. Colette has got quite a pose going there.
No, I don't know why. Just sit down. Just come on. We're not. Whatever. Bye.
But yeah, what did you think of that? Did you...
It's good.
Okay. I just didn't know if you had any other thoughts or like. Except I do. I think in the near term, for the rest of February.
Two weeks?
Right.
A week? I don't know.
We'll try to do it every Saturday, and then as your schedule changes, I would like to do it once a week, and then see if we do other streaming otherwise. Mm. Maybe we will, maybe we won't, but I would like to get on there once a week and just kind of have like live discussions and fiddle with stuff a little and just kind of hang out. Yeah. In the same way that I want to keep the podcast up, which like this will be, I'll get this one up, you know, in the next day or two.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll have kept on schedule for about a month of this year so far, which is something. Like I said, it's not a lot, but it's a something. It's a little win.
Yay!
So yeah, we'll keep trucking along. We'll keep working on Down the Drain first, and then cucumber stuff after that. And yeah, that's about it. I just want to keep doing this stuff.
Yeah.
Keep doing podcast stuff. Want to keep doing game dev stuff. I've also decided that I'm kind of done, and this has been practically true for a while, but like, I'm kind of done with most other like forms of entertainment other than just like playing Destiny with people online, just because it's nice to socialize. And I just don't think I have the capacity for more games in me right at this moment. Like I said, I think that was true before COVID and has become even more true after it.
Mm.
It's just like, I just, this the thought of getting into something new, like recreationally, that I'm unfamiliar with is just so taxing to me in the world of coronavirus.
I mean, that's why I've kept up with like a little bit of Animal Crossing most days. Like I have gone like a day or so without playing New Horizons, which is fine.
Yeah.
Like there's nothing, I'm not really gaining anything from it aside from just like chilling out, relaxing or whatever. And I am still, like I mentioned to you earlier before we started this, I am still clean from Pocket Camp. I have not played it again. And I don't know if I've necessarily noticed that I have more free time, but it feels like I have more mental free time because I'm not thinking about it, I'm not worrying about it, which I shouldn't have been doing to begin with because it was just a stupid mobile game. But it's nice. It's nice to just not have that, like, hounding my thoughts every so often for something so meaningless. But yeah, like the thing, like, Destiny was a big part of my 2020 because it was how I socialized. It was how I talked to people, like, regularly. We played Destiny pretty much every night, like, all year essentially after the lockdown started for sure, and that's held mostly true this year too. And I mean, like, I don't need to play Destiny, but I need to play Destiny because like that's where I see my friends. That's where we can just hang out, that's where we can have really stupid discussions and just like be idiots while also maybe doing something else. Like the thing in the background doesn't matter. Like, it's always kind of never mattered for me for Destiny, honestly. Like, I still don't really care about the actual gameplay. Like, the first-person shooteriness of it is still, like, the lowest tier on my hierarchy of needs of why I'm playing Destiny. Or is it the top? Or no, I don't know. I don't care. It doesn't matter. I remember how the pyramid works. But, like, it's just... It's a release. It's a relaxing sort of thing to do of just, we just get on and there's people there. There's people we haven't maybe physically seen in like has it been like 6 months by now? No, we saw them over Christmas. We saw them for second, like a few minutes or so each. It's been like 2 months. But it's just, it's nice to like see people. It's nice to like have people to go and talk to. Cause like I said, I'm really only seeing my 5 coworkers in person ever. Like, we still talk to my family, every week over like a video call, and I've seen them sparingly. But that's always like masked and at a distance still. But like, I don't know. Destiny's important to me now, I guess.
Yeah. Well, like you said, Animal Crossing, it's all the same thing. Mm-hmm. Like, that's where it comes down for me, is that the those type of ritual games. Like, I read a different article yesterday about people maintaining romantic relationships and like MMOs, like Final mm-hmm. Fantasy and World of Warcraft and stuff. And it's like just that they are neutral ground in the same way that like theoretically in a functioning normal world, just like public spaces like bars and stuff are neutral, bar, are neutral cafe, locations where you just are out to kind of run into people mm-hmm. and just you know, spend some time with them.
One of them you can be a big titty magic elf. And the other one's a Starbucks, so pick your battleground, my dude.
But yeah, any game like that where they have social spaces or mm-hmm. like encourage, you know, collaborative play in some way or like mm-hmm. that, and games with rote game mechanics are like that on an individual level where mm-hmm. you don't even want to necessarily like interact with people on a given day. But like in Animal Crossing, like you obviously can play with other people a bunch, but mm-hmm. if you want to just do your own personal daily stuff, mm-hmm. Like I said, I think for me, and I think this is true for a lot of people these days, is just that like the mental energy it takes to like unpack a new game mechanic or like it just like it stretches me thinner than I want to be stretched in a world where I'm just trying to keep it together day to day anyway.
Maybe that's why I had such a like, I don't necessarily want to say volatile, but like overwhelmed reaction to when Season of the Chosen started. And like I was so like Season of the Hunt or whatever, start of Beyond Light, I was jonesing, I knew where I was, and all of a sudden there's like 1,000 more menus and uh-huh. a big rhino lady's yelling at me, and we've got Space Dad, Uncle, and Grandpa also yelling in my ear, and the emo goth kid from down the street, and it was a lot.
Yeah. And that's that
kind of only been a week? Has it only
it'll be a week. God. It'll be a week Tuesday.
Oh my god. But yeah, so much longer.
But that's the other thing too, is like I still think that that falls right into my first analogy of like that that like spectrum of like panic. Stresses or whatever. of like it's sometimes when you're blind stretched panic. Thin enough, you just need a little win. Mm-hmm. And the easiest way to get a little win is just to do something that is so familiar that it is not remotely taxing to succeed at it or
all
understand
of us
it.
Four stacking into Gambit and then Excite spanning loading zone. They brought the sound back. I'm so happy.
So yeah, 2020 is, well, it's 2020 until the pandemic ends. So
2020 has already been a decade, so what's one more year?
But the pandemic situation, all of it, you know, the health situation, the economic situation, everything is just you know, even after the virus isn't circulating to nearly the degree that it is now, it's going to be with us for quite a hot second.
Yeah, I've actually seen some stuff about, like, I think it was called, like, group trauma or, like, collective trauma or something like that. Like, people just kind of, like, future reminiscing almost about, like, mm-hmm. how this is going to affect us. Like, people were talking about, like, their grandparents or great-grandparents or whoever. Like, it's hard to read spectrums or whatever on the internet. How, like the Great Depression and stuff and, like, wartime, like, World War II time. For the most recent, like, biggest, whatever, has affected them. And then people kind of, like, speculating forward, like, what we're going to be like in the future. Like, someone's like, yeah, like, I'll probably always have, like, Clorox wipes. I'll always have, like, masks and gloves and stuff like that. Like, it's just going to be in us. Like, one of my coworkers was saying, she's like, I'm probably never going to stop wearing masks, honestly. Like,
mm-hmm.
Because just, like, you never know. You just don't. And
oh, that'd be a good, right. That's a, like, if you're sick yourself, mm-hmm. that'd be a good policy to adopt from Asia. Is just, like, wear a mask. Why not?
Because it's not just about protecting you. It's about protecting other people. Like,
yeah,
it's a two-way street. Mm-hmm. Courtesy is a two-way street, damn it. Just be cool, guys.
So again, that's cool. You know, just a little positive thing. Like if the general adoption of like wearing masks while you're personally ill, like that'd be a better thing than not.
Also, man, I can just make faces and nobody sees it. Like I have noticed that at work a few times. Like I'm just like, I'm not paying as much attention to my facial expressions. And I don't have to, because you can't see half of my face. Which I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Someone who tries to keep all of that behind a door at all times. Like, it's nice to not have to. It's nice to not have to put the door up myself.
I get it. No, I had a thought, then it like flew away from me. That was the other thing I was gonna say. I remember now. It was just that, in terms of all that stuff, like the ingrained, right, after effects that people are gonna feel on a personal level. Like I said, the aftershocks from just like a global sense are gonna be, I think, real gnarly for. I couldn't tell you how long, because I remember the fallout again with SAR. Second global financial disaster in a decade or whatever, on top of the public health nightmare. And like I remember the fallout from 2008 of both in abstract people suffering and specific people I knew, like, you know, people who went from living in a home to renting an apartment, or people who just had to get out from under a home into a much smaller home with a bunch of debt because people losing jobs at a much higher rate than like all that stuff's going to still be part of our post-pandemic experience too, to some degree.
I think I was like just young enough, because I was like just getting into senior year when that happened.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I think I knew, I probably saw the repercussions, but didn't really understand on a grander scheme. Cause like, I mean, I didn't necessarily know like about the housing crisis until much later. Just because I was like, I don't remember how much we've discussed about how weird and pseudo sheltered a lot of my early development / younger years were, but I just wasn't like, I wasn't privy to a lot of news. Like, I didn't know and or didn't seek out like grander like news headlines. I had enough to worry about on a more personal level, but like I didn't know.
Yeah, so it's just like, we'll see. It's gonna be, but like I don't. It's gonna be a whole thing. We'll see how the next couple years go.
I mean, granted, I didn't like being in crowded spaces anyway, but I don't know if I'm ever gonna be comfortable in big public spaces anymore. Like,
we'll see. It's gonna be
not in a way where I could just brush it off. Like, not before, where it was just like, oh my god, there's so many people. Now it's just like, oh my god, there are so many people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even just seeing like, there's been a few times where there's like groups of people like kind of in the parking lot at the end of the day, and it's just kind of like, oh god, like what? Or even like when we were open like to the public, like people congregating in places, like I for like maybe the first like almost close to a month or so of meeting back, I didn't want to go to the bathroom at work, just because I didn't want to have to, like, because I hadn't been anywhere. I literally had gone like a place since the pandemic started. And just the thought of, like, even mask on or not, like, just being mask on, absolutely. But just being around other people really stressed me out. And I'm already stressing out about when April comes around and we're open again. Like, it's just like, I've had this discussion with my coworkers a bunch of times. Like, it's just a stress. Like, it's just there. It's a constant nagging.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I just don't want to have to deal with it.
Yeah, and again, I guess like I'll kind of close this part of the discussion out. Maybe the whole podcast. We'll see. I'll leave it open if you want to talk about anything else. But the last thing that I hope for is kind of looping back to just some level of just like decency or justice for people on the lowest rungs of the totem pole. Because people who are working retail jobs, people who are working in grocery stores and stuff like that.
They're hostages.
If that's the way you keep the lights on and keep the heat on and keep the rent, you know, keep from being evicted, you don't have a choice but to get up and do that every day. You don't have the option to opt out. And those people fucking deserve some relief. They deserve higher wages. They deserve better benefits.
They deserve any benefits, first of all. Yeah, most of them probably don't have anything.
The people working at what you know, ivory tower shitheads will describe as like the lowest rungs of the employment ladder are
but who've also been touted as essential workers. Yeah, right, since exactly. This fucking
are as essential as, like, it's just one more lie of of America, is that like the people who are quote unquote the least valuable economically are some of the most important people to keeping society running. Mm-hmm. And it's about fucking time that that they got a fair shake for once. So yeah, I don't know, because I always like that was the stuff that bummed me out when they did like that initial bill last year with a bunch of stimulus money and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. that there were prospects floated around of subsidizing people like that, like either in medicine or in frontline, like grocery and retail and stuff like that, giving them like hazard pay through the Fed, like through the government. And nothing ever came of it.
Yeah.
Because again, they're not like, you know,
why would I
Their labor organizations aren't currently strong enough. They don't have the kind of power.
Why, when they just like basically fire anyone who even like sneezes the word union.
Yeah. So it's just like, I hope, again, I don't think we're going to have some transformative night and day. No. Everything's just going to start getting better. But I think there's at least chance for, in the current situation with the United States government, moderate progress.
God, I hope so.
So we'll fucking see.
But, I'm just like so tired all the time.
Yeah.
Just so many things. Everything's on fire.
Executives don't
nothing's
deserve,
burning down.
Executives don't deserve their bonuses.
No, fuck them.
And people who show up at Kroger or whatever every day to make sure that you can feed yourself deserve support. They deserve to be able to live their lives and pay their bills without... at minimum, they deserve to live their lives and pay their bills without having to freak out about like what the next week will bring, let alone the fact that they have to be exposed
at
to...
least.
Right,
like,
let alone
we're
the fact
all
that...
all panicking about what the next week might bring, but they should at least be able to do that from, like, a generally stable foundation,
sure.
Not the, like... house of fucking wet, soggy playing cards that corporate America has
set up. And they deserve
them.
That before the pandemic. It's just it's just been highlighted even further how important these people are and how unfairly treated they are. Because anybody who is willing to put out an effort should be the least that they should get is
a
survival
seat at the
without
fucking table.
Right,
like,
survival without like the immediate threat of it all falling to shit from like, you know, one injury or their car breaks down or like one little tragedy should not hobble an over like a significant portion of Americans. So yeah, like I said, I don't know. Just gotta keep fighting. And you know, we'll keep advocating for shit like that, and in our own little corner of the world, we'll keep trying to
just do what you can within your means.
Yeah,
just be cool,
and we'll keep trying to keep ourselves sane.
Yeah,
you know, because like I said, I think the going back to personal stuff, getting a game out the door, saying this is done, we did this, it's done, will mean a whole lot to me.
Yeah.
So that's why. And I know we had multiple of these like little reckonings too, but I mean it's true every time I say it. So,
I still like. I mean, I just because we've kind of been like with the we had a talk. Was that last week? No, it was the week before. It was like 2 weeks ago. I don't know. Time doesn't matter anymore. We had a talk virtually at our alma mater game design class, which is a class we took like onwards of 6 to 7 years ago. And we've been talking, like, it's a business talk is what we give, because we're technically a business. We've been doing it every year, essentially since we graduated, or at least since we became an LLC. It might not have been that first year out the door. But, like, ever since then, like, just having to, like, all those, like, pandemic slides that you added were extremely aptitude, but they really hit hard with me of just, like, because, man, we were in, like... We were on such a roll near the end of 2019. Like, we'd had such a good maker fair. We had shown stuff off at Yomacon, which is something we hadn't done in a while. And we were like, okay, we had a plan. We were going in, we were going to have, like, it was a big, like, relationship anniversary year for us on a few different floors. We're like, we have this year to do some celebrating, and we're going to get to fucking work. And we got through, like, the celebra, and then it just, everything hit the fan, and then we started personally spiraling, like, not, like, I don't know, on a grander scheme of things, we, again, we've said this multiple times, we came out, we've weathered this pretty well. But just, like, I don't think I'd seen the brick wall until way after we'd hit it. Like, I hadn't really thought about it because I was so busy focusing on so many other things of, like, how we just literally came to a screeching halt with the rest of our plans, like, apropos of our, like, anniversary stuff, which is what most other people have been focusing on, like, in our immediate, like, vicinity, because that's what we'd really been, like, with, like, family or whatever. Like, they weren't aware of, like, our personal business goals or whatever. Like, the things that the shots we were going to shoot this last year, and just, like, it kind of took my breath away, like, when we were talking about it, just, like, yeah, that's right, we were gonna do stuff last year, like, on the grand scheme of things, and,
So, yeah, like I said, now we gotta, just gotta take that kick in the teeth, and, like I said, understand that, like, luckily, you know, again, just more due to just, random die rolls and just like the, how fortunate we have been to have some institutional support that other people have been, you know, unfortunate to not have. We haven't suffered a knockout blow.
Yeah.
We got a little rattled. So we got to do our best to make the best of it and make some fucking progress and make some fucking progress for everybody else. We gotta be out there picking up people who got knocked out.
Yeah.
And dusting them off and being like, hey, you'll be okay. We're going to, as a society, we're going to do our best to fucking support each other and get through this. But yeah, I think that's, unless you have any other thoughts, I think that's as good a little conversation as any to just like hopeful for positive change in the future, understanding that shit's going to be fucked one way or another to some degree for a really long time and just, can't give up, man. Do whatever it takes to... And part of that is, you know, keeping yourself stable.
Yeah.
Like, don't... Because if you lose the thread on your own mental health completely, then you're not going to be able to help anybody else. So,
help others, you got to help yourself first.
Yeah. So start with some amount of self-care and then work your way backwards to fighting to fucking make a positive change. So we'll keep doing that in the macro sense. We'll keep doing that in the micro sense of, you know, making games and stuff. And yeah, I think that's about it. Lorraine, you have any other thoughts?
I mean, I don't know. Probably not, honestly. Like, nothing we haven't really covered. It's just like, it's just hard.
No.
Everything's just hard.
You're right. It is
this
hard.
This is a really uplifting Valentine's Day. wherein everything is hard.
It's not hard being with you.
No.
At
the end of the day, that's something I'm still always exceptionally thankful for. I know I've said this to you at the very least, if not like other, I don't know, who knows who I say things to anymore, all the 20 people I maybe interact with at any given time. Like, I would not have survived this without having you here.
No, thanks. I feel the same way.
Not even just like, I don't know. It's hard to describe.
Mm-hmm.
If I keep going, I might cry. So we're just not going to do that.
Well, thank you for the kind words. Like I said, I feel the exact same way. We'll call it a show. But thank you, anybody out there who's listening.
Yeah.
Remember, you are loved.
Yes.
You are valid. Everything. Just keep hanging in there, goddammit.
Yes, please.
You said this to other people we know who have been going through stuff at one time or another, but you're never done until you quit. Like it's so just don't give up. Do your best to not throw in the towel, and as long as you're doing that every day, like it's the best you can hope for sometimes.
Not throwing in the towel, to be specific.
Yes,
doing
thank
that
you.
Every day.
Yeah, as long as you get up every day and saying like I'm not gonna give up on existing. Yeah. I'm not gonna let
sometimes it's just getting up, like, I don't know, watering your plant, feeding your pet.
Yeah.
Just
make yourself,
bathing yourself.
Make yourself like, one meal. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Clean yourself up a little bit.
Text a friend. Like,
it's all a win. So keep doing that. Keep having those little victories, and someday we'll get bigger ones.
Mm-hmm.
but yeah, thank you so much for listening. Thank you for hanging out. We'll be back in a couple more weeks with more of this. We'll keep doing game dev stuff.
Depression cast, woo!
Twitch.tv/cubicorngames. We'll work on games there sometimes, maybe do some other things.
Mm. And also, if you like a slightly more chaotic randomer, we've got the my ever existential Art of Wednesdays over at twitch.tv/lorichu around 7:30-ish p.m. EST every Wednesday. Still in the middle of a big project. It's going well though, and I've run my mouth and listen to music. Dustin's there sometimes and talk about dumb stuff and draw stupid pictures.
So yeah, join us for surviving and talking about dumb stuff and drawing stupid pictures.
Oh yeah, I even do that on the devs. I did that on the dev stream
right,
this past
and
weekend.
Writing code that is bad.
Yay! And fixing my code, which is even worse.
So until then, we will see you next time.
Bye.
Later.